RBI Diamond sales professionals are eager to help you in every way possible to make sure you get the diamonds you need overnight for free with pricing that allows you to make a profit.
Your call is very important to us. Please continue to hold.
Thank you for holding. You may continue to wait for the next available representative, or you may press 1 now to leave a message, and we will return your call shortly.
There is one call ahead of you.
The stores have found it to be the perfect answer for what to carry every day to make sure you don't lose out.
RDI Diamonds, New York. Mick speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Mick. You're just the one I want. This
hey,
is Lorraine. How are
I
you?
Know who this is. How are you?
Okay. So I have to fill out this whole credit application for MDJ?
I'll tell you exactly what, like, if you were applying for RDI, I would just say fill out what you're comfortable with. I have no idea what you're looking at. I have no idea what their application looks like. I know RDI is like, it's asking for everything but your blood type. Fill out the things.
Well, we have an RDI, so they want to see pricing on that MDJ
yes.
Advantage.
Yep. Then fill
so
out.
I was told I had
with.
To. Well, I'm comfortable with anything.
Yeah. Fill. Well, again, I don't know the length of that application. If it's ridiculous, fill in
okay.
The things you're comfortable with, and then send it on. Basically, what they're going to do is they're going to cross reference it with your RDI account. You're instantly going to get signed up. So it's just, but since it's
okay.
Technically a different company, they just need to, you know, it's definitely for the technicality of it all.
Okay. I'm filling it. Well, I don't know our JBT number, so that's too bad.
Hold on. I might be able to find you that one. Give me a second.
Oh.
So has Tom shared the information about me?
No. What's that?
Oh, my gosh. So now I'm going to shock you.
Okay.
So
I'm sitting down.
Okay.
Okay.
Tomorrow is my last day with RDI.
Whoa.
So
that's a big one.
Yep. So I've accepted a position at IJO.
You're kidding.
Nope.
Doing what?
It's a new position. So with many, many different facets. The very first thing that I'm going to be focused on is getting membership back up, you know, recruiting. There's other things. You know, Stephen and I have spoken a lot, and I've got a lot of different ideas, and he likes what I had to offer. So we're going to give it a try.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah.
No, when did you tell? He never said a word.
I spoke to him Monday night. Or maybe it was Tuesday night. I don't remember.
Okay. Wow.
Yep.
Well, good for you. Do you have to move?
No, I'll work remotely.
No? Okay.
Yeah. I'll commute in to, or like I'll fly in a couple times, like, you know, once a month, once to twice a month, I'll go down there for a couple days to Connecticut.
Okay. Wow. They're doing a lot of changing. Is their membership down that much?
Steven's got a goal to get to as far as he wants to build it back up to what it was. And through the years, it's kind of decayed. Whether it's people that have left, I honestly, I don't know all the details. It's just hunches. But, I mean, there's been a lot of aging out. There's been a lot of retirements without successors. So, you know, some people have gone straight, you know, from IJU to RJO. Some have just said, it wasn't for me. I don't know all the details. Mm-hmm. This is just an RDI employee thinking out loud. So, but
No. I think you're right. Yeah, you're right.
I also know that, you know, some people like him. So I try to say it is politically correct as possible. But Jeff was a polarizing figure, and they lost a lot of membership from him.
Yes.
Like just his the way that he presented. So, if we can get people to kind of, re-sign, that just makes a stronger organization. Sam Larson's done a great job at getting rid of some of the fluff out of the organization and bringing in, some really decent, we're looking more forward to that. I think the biggest one is that I don't think I come from a sales background, and sales doesn't mean shoving a product down someone's throat. It means educating so that people can make good choices. I don't think that IJO has ever literally reached out to their jewelers to share the deficits that they are suffering from, meaning, if Tom isn't working with a certain works within a certain category, but not necessarily under the IJO umbrella. Well, it's one of two reasons.
Right.
He's got a really good supplier, or that he doesn't realize that there's good suppliers in the organization that could do the exact same thing, that could then benefit him by being in the organization. So, I think just good communication is going to help the organization.
Wow.
Anyway, you're hanging
good
out
for you.
You need your JBT number, and I'm staring at your JBT.
If you have it.
Yep, I just need to know where it is on the damn form. So give me just a quick. Okay.
I don't know. They might not.
No,
they're making me fill out all kinds of stuff. So
0203-8469 is what I believe it to be.
0203-8469.
Yeah, let me go through it because I just magnified it. 0203.
It's making me okay.
And then I'm going to actually change it. It's then 9469.
Okay, I got to go back to it. 0203-9469.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. They're making me fill out all this crap.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Three trade references. The contact name. All right.
Just say RDI Diamonds under the references.
I did.
You'll be fine.
I did.
Oh.
Under all of them?
Oh, I don't know if you have to do all three. So look at.
They're making me.
Oh, weird. Okay. Again.
They're making me. Yeah.
Not what I know. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. I'll put RDI in there twice.
Fair enough.
People let me. Okay. Well, I don't know if Tara knows either, so I'll
you can feel
I'll
free to share
now.
Share it around.
Yeah. Okay. They got my application.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you've been there a long time.
21 years.
Wow. Did he come after you, or did you?
I have never reached out to any other companies. So it was, it kind of happened organically through a couple conversations because Steven's been my client since I started with RDI. So it was just, hey, I'm thinking about this to create a position within the organization. And obviously I love to stick my nose into everything. So I'm like, oh, tell me about it. And we got to talking. And I was like, I kind of laughed and went, it sounds like you're describing me. And he goes, well, the funny thing is when I started building this, the more I added to it, the more I thought, it sounds like Mick.
Mm.
And he's like, but I know you're happy with RDI. I said, I have been. I've been, 21 years and I'm very happy. He's like, he goes, if you ever want to talk about it, I would love to talk to you about it. But that's up to you. And I said, I'm always open to a conversation. And that it honestly happened that way.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'd be foolish to want to listen to something,
Right.
Yeah. So it was, leading.
Good for you.
Clearly, I'm on a recorded line. So, I've been very, very upfront with everybody. The only thing that I've had to do is I had to keep my mouth shut. It was just time appropriate. So, but I'm,
good for you.
I'm choosing everybody's, you're going to have a new rep, with, I believe, I'm not looking at my notes, I believe I've given you Emily, who she is very knowledgeable. She's been with us for 15 years. Sweetest girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like a little Wolverine. I mean, you give her something to look into, she will do all the research she can for you.
Okay. Well, very neat. Very neat.
All right, lady. Well,
I doubt that you'll see me at another show, but that's okay. I'm, you know.
Oh, all right. Well, you got my cell phone number. You can always call me.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I've got your cell phone number.
Yep. So.
Okay.
All right. I will talk to you again.
Thank you, Mick.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.